Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're pleased to welcome Brian Mahoney from the Associated Press, covers the NBA, and right now is on the assignment of Knicks and Nets, who, of course, are both teams that will be in the postseason. So, Brian, the Knicks had a magic number of one to start this game against the Lakers. They do not close the door. They can't withstand that late rally by Los Angeles. What did you see from that midway point in the fourth quarter through the overtime?
Well, just, you know, two really, really good defensive teams, and, you know, it's tough to get any kind of separation. The Knicks had a real good stretch there in that second half, but not enough to give themselves any kind of a real sizable lead to feel comfortable with. And, you know, down the stretch, a couple turnovers, a couple bad shots here and there. You know, they miss a box out that could have won the game in regulation. The Lakers tied up with 3 seconds left on an offensive rebound. So, you know, when a game is close the whole way like that, you know, one or two possessions can change everything. But, you know, a great effort by them, just not quite enough.
How much do you think experience matters for this group? I mean, it's hard to imagine any scenario where they don't make the top six there, but they've already locked in a spot in the play-in tournament should that happen. But there's very few guys who have extensive postseason experience on this roster. How much do you think it factors in?
Well, you know, certainly you'd like to have it more than they do. At the same time, this is such a weird year. You know, it's like they're going to be playing in front of 20,000 fans on the road like they normally would in a regular playoff. You know, everything's a little bit different. So they do have a coach who's been in plenty of postseason games. They have a couple players who have, and guys like Rose and Taj Gibson. So they have, you know, something to learn a little bit about it, but certainly not as much as you would like to have, like some other teams they're going to play against will.
Mm. Is there a matchup in the postseason that would be favorable to the Knicks in the Eastern Conference?
Well, I think if they, you know, Atlanta would be the one that they did want to play against. Julius Randle had some really big games against the Hawks. That's been a matchup that's been very good for the Knicks. You know, I don't think they or really anybody wants to play Miami. Miami's playing much better now.
Yes.
And they swept the Knicks. So I think that's something that they prefer to avoid. But, you know, again, for them, just whole getting in, I think, no matter what happens, is a rewarding year.
For sure. The fact that the Knicks, under Tom Thibodeau and with the assistance of Derrick Rose on the court, have turned into this playoff contender, and not just that, but one of the top teams in the East, is pretty incredible. Brian Mahoney is with us from the Associated Press, covers the NBA and focuses on Knicks and Nets, and has had a chance to see both these teams in person here at home. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We can talk about the Nets in a second, but when you look at the job that Coach Thibodeau has done, where do you think he's made the biggest difference in taking over this franchise?
Well, you know, I think, Amy, they play hard every night, and they seem to have a plan, and those kind of things matter a little bit. When you, in a season like this where it's been really chaotic, guys in and out with injuries and COVID situations, and, you know, a real condensed schedule where some nights you just you don't want to play. You can't play. And the Knicks just play every night, and that kind of matters. They are really driven, and over the course of the season, you can see some guys have gotten better. You look at a guy like R.J. Barrett. He didn't have a great year last year as a rookie. Really came on this year. I think, you know, that all goes to how good a job Tom Thibodeau has done with this team.
Give me a better story in the NBA this season than Julius Randle, Brian.
he's been terrific. You know, this is a guy who, you know, had shown he could bull his way to the basket and you know, put up numbers, but not winning type numbers. And what he's done this year, kind of being the point forward for that team, as Tom Thibodeau calls him, he's their engine. That's really the right word for them. You know, he's going to be rewarded probably with some nice, you know, all MVP votes, all NBA type votes, maybe most improved player award. You know, whatever he gets will be a well-deserved recognition for a guy who's had just a great season.
So the Knicks don't clinch a playoff spot. However, the magic number remains one in this final week of the regular season, which is pretty cool for their fan base. And then we've got the Brooklyn Nets, who, yes, did clinch a playoff spot. And still the questions remain, Brian, about the cohesiveness and how this team might play in an extended series when the core group, the big three, if you will, have still only managed 7 games on the court together. I know the Nets preached that they're going to be fine, and KD and Kyrie talk about how it'll be no big thing. But from, I don't know, from an outsider's perspective, how much concern do you think there should be about the fact that this group still has not logged very many minutes together?
You know, I don't worry about them figuring out how to play together. As James Harden said a few days ago, these guys are elite talent, and, you know, talent makes up for anything. So, you know, 7 games isn't great together, but, you know, I think they'll be fine that way. The part I'd be concerned about is they just haven't shown they can stay healthy. You know, they've all been, you know, hurt one way or the other. Kevin Durant's been out a couple times. Harden's been out a long time now. You know, Kyrie Irving's been the healthiest of them. But, you know, playoffs, you're talking a couple months possibly. And again, this has been a rough season scheduling-wise. So, you know, that's the one area. You know, you can never control injuries, obviously, but, you know, that's certainly the one thing that they have not been able to avoid yet, and they have to find a way to avoid it for a couple months to make the playoff run they think they can make.
It certainly has been impressive to see this team in single-game situations, even without their full roster, their full complement of players, and the ability that they have to score, as you talk about, because they might not have all of their guys available even when the playoffs start. But what teams out there pose the stiffest matchup for them? Who gives them the most trouble?
Well, you know, Miami, the way they defend, I think, is, you know, would be tough. And obviously Bam Adebayo had a big game against them as well. You know, a big who can score and create is something really the Nets don't really necessarily have. So that would be, you know, troublesome. And then Milwaukee can score with them. Milwaukee's probably the one team that is potent enough to, you know, to hang in there no matter how many points the Nets put up. And with Jrue Holiday, has someone who can defend against either Harden or Kyrie Irving. So, you know, if those teams were to meet up in the second round, as they would be slotted to do right now, that would be a tough, tough series for the Nets.
How do you like the matchup, potentially, if it happens, with the Sixers?
Yeah, that'd be fun to watch, obviously, because the Nets don't have anyone, or, you know, no one really does who can play against Joel Embiid, you know, that kind of talent. And Ben Simmons, the way he defends, you think also, again, could take away one of the Nets scorers, and he can play either Durant, play the big guy, or play one of the two guards. So I think that would be a very, very interesting matchup. You know, the Nets certainly have a little more firepower overall than Philadelphia, but I think that the Sixers would be confident in the way they could take away some of what the Nets do.
Brian Mahoney is with us from the AP, covers the NBA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you don't mind, I'd like to pick your brain about a couple of other NBA headlines. Russell Westbrook, how will you remember him as a player? I know he's not done yet, but right now, if you had to write his NBA eulogy, so to speak, what would it say?
Yeah, I think it'd be a guy who just, you know, played hard on everyone almost every single night, and, you know, sometimes didn't make the right play. Sometimes it didn't work out for his team, but you can never, ever, ever question the effort. And the numbers he puts up are incredible. I mean, what he's doing right now, you know, triple doubles aren't quite what they used to be. Guys are getting them quite a bit more, but they're not getting them with the numbers that he's getting them. When you're looking at in a couple of last week, 17 points, 18 assists, so 17 rebounds, 18 assists. So, you know, his effort, his motor is one of the best I've ever seen.
Mm. How confident are you in the teams at the top of the West, like Utah, like Phoenix, maybe even the Clippers, who, of course, had that incredible flame out in the bubble in Orlando, Denver, that we might see an actual balance of power change in the Western Conference?
I like those teams. I don't know if I like them all better than the Lakers if LeBron and Anthony Davis are healthy. I think it's kind of where we all kind of sit. You know, Phoenix is terrific. Utah is terrific, the way they shoot the threes. The Clippers have kind of looked like what we thought they were supposed to look like last year. So there's reason to, you know, and Denver is terrific with Jokic. I mean, they're all, you know, very, very solid teams. You know, just a matter of the Lakers can throw out there LeBron and Davis and, you know, Drummond in the middle. I don't really know if, you know, any one of those teams, I'd pick them to beat them four times. I probably would stick with the Lakers no matter where they're seated.
Mm. So here we are. We're in the final week of what's been an atypical regular season, and yet the NBA has managed to keep going and about to start with the 7-10 play-in tournaments. And I keep reading or seeing or hearing about how the NBA ratings are down, even double figures over Orlando in the fall. What do you make of that, Brian?
I think they kind of knew it was going to happen. You know, it's, people just aren't necessarily watching TV the same way they used to in a lot of ways, be it the internet, be it, you know, being able to stream games, so on and so forth. The ratings are down in a lot of sports. So is it good for them? Definitely not. They'd like them to be back up, and maybe they'll have a nice kick up in the postseason with the right matchups. But, you know, it's something I think they anticipated last year. And, you know, unfortunately for them, it's been pretty, you know, pretty steep for going back the last year and a half.
Do they have any plan or way to combat the change, to combat the loss of TV viewers?
Well, you know, there's obviously other kinds of businesses, and luckily for them, their TV contracts are long term, so the money's coming in either way for a few years from the, you know, Turner and from ESPN. But you know, it's something that, you know, everyone's worried about. But again, Adam Silver's kind of said for a while there's people are sort of viewing the product in different ways now, over their telephones or over their computers or so on and so forth, and not traditionally sitting in their living room and watching on TV anymore. So, you know, it's something that I don't know if they necessarily know the answers to yet. I know I don't know them, but I know they know they were going to need to get them at some point. So there's a lot of smarter people than me on it already, I think.
There is something to be said, though, as you point out, for the long-term contracts that pay them regardless of what the ratings are, at least at this point. That's the type of security that we all need, right?
Definitely. Long-term is what we're all looking for somehow.
Yeah. You can find Brian on Twitter at Brian C. Mahoney. Good to have him with us again. Covers the NBA, the Knicks, and the Nets on this particular night with the Associated Press. Brian, thanks so much. Enjoy the playoffs.
Thanks, Amy. Will do. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.